for regulating sex force. Before retiring at night, wipe hands, feet, armpits, navel, face, medulla, and all body openings with a wet towel. Do this regularly. During bodily excitement, draw a deep breath and exhale deeply. Repeat 6 to 15 times, and then quickly go amidst crowds of people or your superiors. Through pollen and stamen, thou dost create the flowers pure. Through my parents pure, my body thou didst bring, even as thou art the creator of all good things, so are we. Teach us to create in sacredness, in holiness, noble ideas or noble souls, in holiness as need be. Thou art sexless. We are sexless. We are sexless. Thou didst create us in purity. Teach us to create in sacredness, noble thoughts or children wrought in thy image. The body is like a garden overflowing with charming fruits of the senses, of sound, sight, taste, smell, and touch. The divinity in man warns him against overindulgence and immoderation in the use of any of these sense fruits, but especially against the wrong use of the apple of sex force, situated in the center of this bodily garden of Eden. By allowing the serpent of evil curiosity and the Eve or weak feminine nature in him to tempt him to transgress the law of regulated and non-identified sense experience, man is driven from his perfect garden of bliss consciousness and loses the joy of self-control. The unnatural awakening of sex consciousness brings in the fig leaf or sin consciousness of shame. Parents desiring children should be particularly careful of confining their attention to the creative end and to ignore the means to that end. The charm of sex communion should not be used by man for its own sake.